This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military said its ground forces were active across the Gaza Strip as Israeli forces bombed swaths of the besieged enclave on Sunday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians as civilians sought shelter in a shrinking area of the south. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
A Gazan health ministry spokesperson said several people were killed by an Israeli airstrike there. Footage obtained by Reuters of the aftermath shows children covered in grey dust amid crumbled cement and rubble from collapsed buildings. These children are crying out in search of their father. One of them says he is dead.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The Israeli military said on Sunday it had killed a Hamas commander of a battalion with an airstrike in Gaza. Army spokesperson Daniel Hagari said the commander directed militants to carry out raids into southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 people were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. The commander also led battles in Gaza in the past month, Hagari said. The Israeli army released video said to show the strike that killed the officer. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court on Sunday called on Israel to respect the international rules of war and said he was accelerating his investigation into violence by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan spoke after a four-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. This is VOA News. With planet Earth running a fever, UN climate talks are focusing on the contagious effects on human health. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says it's high time the UN Conference of Parties on Climate held its first health day in its 28th edition.
27 COPs have been and gone without a serious discussion of health.
Canadian Dr. Isolde Gilbert connects the two crises.
A lot of people know that climate crisis is a health crisis. It affects you with air pollution, of course. That's what people might think of right away. So your lungs, but also your cardiovascular system, so that's your vessels, your heart.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesia's Mount Merapi in West Sumatra province has erupted and is spewing white and gray ash plumes more than 3 kilometers into the air. There are no immediate reports of casualties. The two routes for climbers were closed after the eruption Sunday, and about 1,400 people living on the slopes of the mountain were advised to stay away from the crater's mouth because of potential lava. Merapi has been active since January, when it also erupted without causing casualties. Rural communities in north and central Nigeria aren't facing frequent power outages after the launch last month of a solar hybrid mini-grid. Gibson Emeka has the story from Abuja, Nigeria. Grace Oyinubu narrates.
The first interconnected solar power grid was installed in collaboration with PowerGen, a renewable energy company in Africa that aims to close electricity gaps in rural areas. Omobolanle Atobatele, the head of stakeholder engagement at Husk Power Systems, says in many cases, the solar companies can work with more traditional energy companies to keep the lights on. It's a great start, but a big job lies ahead. According to the World Bank, about 45% of Nigeria's population lack access to the electricity grid. For Gibson Emeka in Abuja, Nigeria, Grace Oyinubi, VOA News.
Venezuelans are voting in a referendum Sunday called by the government of President Nicolas Maduro to claim sovereignty over a large swath of neighboring Guyana. Officials argue the oil and mineral-rich territory was stolen when the border was drawn more than a century ago. Guyana has characterized the referendum as a step toward annexation. Venezuelan voters are being asked 5 questions, including whether they support establishing a state in the disputed territory. The UN's top court has ordered Venezuela not to take any action that would alter Guyana's control, but it did not specifically ban officials from holding the referendum. I'm Joe Ramsey.